The Purple Project Podcast Daily continues. Eddie Greer III here for another edition of the Daily Podcast. And we're going back to the gridiron and a small preview of the wide receiver group here for Chris Klieman's Wildcat team. Obviously, we talked about that plenty on the Purple Project Podcast. If you have not been or have not downloaded or listened to any of those episodes, or if you're not a subscriber, if you're a K-State fan, please subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast for a lot more. Whereas we're about to basically fall sports have started, and we're headed right down in the teeth of it. So glad to have fall athletics back in session here. But I want to discuss real quick about the wide receiver position. Obviously, lots expected again from Malik Knowles. Again, if you've been a long-time listener of this podcast, you know my stance and my co-host Alex's stance. Malik knows it's time to put up or shut up here. We know he's gifted. We get that. We know if he's healthy, he's right up there with the best of them as far as the Big 12 Conference goes, as far as receiver play. But obviously, injuries, inconsistency has hampered him really ever since he came on the scene as a redshirt freshman. So he needs, this is it. This has got to be it. I mean, obviously, Deuce Vaughn cannot be your leading receiver, or even I'll probably go as far as the tight end position, which I'll discuss on the next edition of the Daily Podcast. I'm gonna leave that separate, but you have to have more production if you're going to win football games, especially the way that's set up with a gauntlet of teams, the top teams in the Big 12. Here this fall, you have to have better play from your wide receiver position. That goes all the way from all the way up there. And from what Sebastian Taylor sounds like he might not be ready to come back until mid season. Obviously, Taylor suffered a season ending injury against Texas last year. So, yeah, also number four, but also you have Phillip Brooks there. Cade Warner, who came over as a transfer, junior college transfer, and then a name that's been hyped up around here, around Manhattan for a few years now, Keaton Gardner. Can he step up in that role and do something? But a name to pay attention to. We talked about him way back. Episodes ago, I can't remember what episodes ago, it's been over 60 now. RJ Garcia's name's been popping up here and there from K-State practices. He might get some playing time while Taylor is rehabbing and recovering from his injury there. I've heard a lot of good things from these practices so far from RJ Garcia, and another one that we saw in open practice. I didn't see it on practice, but on tape was Tyrone Howell, another JUCO transfer as well. He could play a big factor in that as well. And there was one more in there that I left out. Let's see if I can find him. I want to say Levi Weber, who can make big plays here and there as well. So again, it all falls, you know, back to Malik Knowles. Can he stay on the field? That's going to be the big question for him. Obviously, I mean, there's actual depth there to wide receiver position. Obviously, last year, in my opinion, I thought this team, this position group, would take a next step forward with the Joshua Youngbloods and such, and also Joaquin Gill. That's the two names that, the forgotten names on the staff now, but they took a big step back, to my disappointment, obviously. So it's going to be interesting to see how this gels. It doesn't hurt not to have your QB1 back there. Obviously, Will Howard has a lot of growing pains last year, but stick Alec Thompson. Can this position group step up? That's going to be the main key. That's my main focus going in here. Can they make something happen? If they can, that's going to lighten the load for those running backs, even the tight ends as well. Yes, we got a junior college transfer named Dan Imada Bebe, who basically takes Bradley Moore's place at the tight end position as well. He's done some good things this summer and this fall as we get ready for Stanford here in less than 2 weeks. So can they get separation? That's the key. Can they do something to take the pressure off the Thompson and those guys in the back? If they can, this offense obviously is going to be far as I know. Like I've mentioned several times on Triple P, that's going to be the strength of this team. There's still questions to be answered, unknowns about the defensive side of the ball, which they're going to start to be answered. Everything's going to be all the questions, all the wonders, all the dream, all the thoughts. They're going to be answered or starting to be answered against Stanford on December the 4th. But that's the big thing. This group here, they need something very positive to happen. And it begins in the Stanford game. So definitely number four stay on the field. And can he be that guy? Can he build off that momentum, that big game that he had against Texas to end the regular season last year? Well, tune in to FS1 to find out, folks, for that. The Pearl Project Podcast. Again, find it wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. The Pearl Project Podcast is in gear, and we're waiting on the football to start in less than 2 weeks. I'm Eddie Gritter III. That's a wrap for me. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.